Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
What does a state of emergency look like in Israel? Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning. It's hard to give you an answer what it looks like because my eyes are a little bit bleary having not slept since 3 o'clock. On one point today, there's a sense of elation. And the other point is there's a sense of looming, not knowing what's coming.
So I think that's what it is. It seems to be this, like everybody holding their breath to see what is about to transpire. I mean, we know that there's this, I don't know whether it's 100 drones, 200, whatever it is on their way, likely will be met at the same time with other missiles. That's got to be very unnerving.
It's unnerving, and I've already had a different interview with the UK outlet today, and we discuss it as if it's also very normal because we're trying to calculate, well, when are those drones and then missiles going to land, and what errands do we need to do to get ready for Shabbat, and can I go see my grandchildren today? So we're all trying to calculate based on the previous two experiences when the Iranians attacked us, when to anticipate that we will be sent to the bomb shelter again. What the difference is, what we've been advised is that this may be a sustained reprisal that could have us in the bomb shelters for hours, not just for 10 minutes or 20 minutes at a time. And that's unnerving. I have reasonable confidence that we will be no less effective in taking out the incoming weapons than we did the previous two times. There's nothing perfect.
There wasn't an indication the last time around or the last few times around that Iran was holding back. So it's unlikely that it would be that different. Sure.
Right. No, in fact, perhaps the opposite, because this time we launched a preemptive strike, and it hit them hard with not just the facilities, but also a number of their leaders, and in a very targeted way that I'm really proud of. You can look at the pictures and see precise floors and specific buildings where the military or other terrorist leaders were located. And I'm very proud of that. But I think this time more than ever, for Iranians to be rising up, they are going to do more to save face. This could be a bigger attack. This could be a sustained attack. And we've canceled our Shabbat plans.
I was going to ask what does it mean practically? Have people, I'm assuming if you've done that, other people are probably doing the same. Do you intend going to synagogue this evening? How are you going to play this out?
So public gatherings have been now among the what's the English word, hanchayot, the requirements. That's not the right word. For schools are canceled, work is canceled, public gatherings are canceled. There's a fourth one in there that I'm neglecting. But this morning I received an early text message that just the was canceled. So no, I'm not. I have no qualms about not going to synagogue tonight. That phases me the least of all of it. The question more this time than ever before is, do I feel the need to leave a TV on? And it depends on which of my kids, whether my phone is on or not. No, really.
I see. I'm thinking from my own perspective, because I would want to leave the TV on. My wife would say absolutely no. And then I'd have to sneak one on in a room that she doesn't see. Yeah.
Because she can come to my house because our wives sound like there's cut out of this. But the phone, and I've left my phone on in the past, but on silent. And almost that's sort of a reflexive thing, but it's silly because unless there's something that's life-threatening, and I know you know this as an Orthodox Jew, I'm not intending to use my...
Right, you're not going to be following up on the news, but you do need to know if there's something that's dangerous.
Correct, but if one dangerous, I'll know. If there's something that's life-threatening, I'll know about it. The issue is, do I need to be the father of young men and women who are living independently who may have an issue and need to reach me, in which case, then, of course, if my child calls me on Shabbat, I'm assuming they're not calling to have a conversation about what's for dinner. And I will probably answer that phone call. But we had to go out and make new arrangements and buy food and stock up on milk and eggs and other staples because as we're being warned that this may be a multi-day or several day event.
Yeah, that you need to be prepared for.
Right.
Jonathan Feldstein, thank you for that. It gives us such a interesting insight into the social landscape and what it does look like. Jonathan is a founder of Genesis 123 Foundation. Wishing you Shabbat Shalom, Jonathan, and just be safe, and please God, it'll go well over the next few days. It is 8:20.